Harper Audio presents The Saboteur, the aristocrat who became France's most daring anti-Nazi commando, by Paul Kix. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Prologue. His family kept asking him, why? Why would a hero of the war align himself with one of its alleged traitors? Why would Robert de la Rochefoucauld, a man who had been knighted in France's Legion of Honor, risk sullying his name to defend someone like Maurice Papon, who had been charged these many decades after World War II with helping the Germans during the occupation? The question trailed La Rochefoucauld all the way to the witness stand on a February afternoon in 1998, 4 months into a criminal trial that would last six and become the longest in French history. When he entered the courtroom, La Rochefoucauld looked debonair. His silver hair had just begun to recede, and he still swept it straight back. At 74, he carried the dignified air of middle age. He had brown eyes that took in the world with an ironic slant, the mark of his aristocratic forebears, and a Roman ruling class nose. His posture was tall and upright as he walked to the stand and gave his oath, and, lowering himself to his seat at the center of international attention, he appeared remarkably relaxed. His complexion even had a bronze tint, despite the bleak French winter. He remained a handsome man, nearly as handsome as he'd been in those first post-war years, when he'd moved from one girl to the next, until he met Bernadette de Massieu de Gontaut-Biron, his wife and mother of his four children. On the stand, La Rochefoucauld wore a...